Okay, Simon Chof Gimel, Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah, Sif Chof Gimel. Chof Beis or Chof Gimel, right? Yeah. Im Karol Le'echod, Rak Shnei Psukim. So we said yesterday you have to read three Psukim for each Aliyah, and the last Aliyah gets four Psukim during the week and on Mincha, by Mincha, on Shabbos. So if you read for one Aliyah, two Psukim, Uberuch Brocha Achroina, and then you make the bracha achrayna. Tzarech lachzer v'litros. You have to go back and read. Vivarech bracha lefaneu lachrayah. You have to make a new bracha before and after, because an aliyah of two psukim is no good. Givin shalachah bracha achrayna havi hesach hadas. And since after the bracha achrayna he was masiach das, because he thought he's done with the leining. Okay, tzarech laskul gam baruchu. So therefore, you need to start from baruchu. The yikra shnei psukim shakara tefila, and then read the two psukim that were already read. And then another pasuk with it. And if you do this in the third aliyah, meaning the first two psukim, the first two aliyahs you did right, and then the third aliyah you only read two psukim. All right. So then. You need to read two more psukim so that it's four altogether. And if this happened to a kayan who only he only read two psukim, but kfar karo achar of Levi, and then they already read Levi, they brought up a Levi, and niskar achar kach, then you remembered azaya din kainu. This is the halacha. If the Levi didn't make the first bracha of Avsham or Baruch Hu, even though he already said Baruch Hu, that's not the beginning of the bracha. The Kohen should go back and read three psukim. But Levi yamtin v'yikra achakach, and the Levi should wait and read it again. But if the Levi already made the bracha, as yikru ima Levi, then he should read with the Levi from the place that the Kohen stopped. Because if you're going to read the same Levi for the Levi that you did for the Kohen, then, like we saw yesterday, it's going to be a pagam for the Kohanim, because they're going to say, they're going to say, oh, you see, the Kohen got an Aliyah, now the Levi had to go repeat the Aliyah. Makes the Kohanim look bad. And after the Levi, call up two Yisraelim, so you shloisha kruim, so you'll have three oilas. Va'koyin ena min aminin, the koyin's not part of the minin. Kivin shalai kara rak shnei psukim. He's not even included in the count, because he only read two psukim. Bim kara kain, v'levi. And if this happened by a Levi, shalai kara rak shnei psukim, they only read two psukim, by Yisrael kvar berach, and Yisrael already made the brachas. So then yigru lo Yisrael, elu, shnei psukim, shakara Levi, v'ayit pasuk echad, then the Yisrael should read the two psukim that the Levi read, and then one more pasuk, Vikru Oid Yisrael Echad, and then the Yisrael should read one more, Latashnu Shloisha Kruim, to finish off the three aliyahs. If any, but I'm not so sure, I'm holding in all these calculations myself. Vim Loi Hoya Kayin Bebesa Knesses, if there's no Kayin in the Shul, the Karu Yisrael Bemakayma.
Why is there no Pagan by the Levi?
What?
By the Kohen, we didn't read the two psukim over, because you said a pagam by a Kohen, but by Levi, you did.
Mira Levi should also have a pagam. I hear that. I mean, we're not so. A Levi doesn't really have a psul, so a Kohen does. So maybe that's pshat. Okay. Vim lai hay a Kohen beis haknesses v'karu Yisrael v'mekaymai. So Yisrael took the Kayans, Ve'era came, Shaloi Karu Loi Ela Shnei Psukim, and it happened, and they read to Psukim, but like Nizkarad Lach, Shakaru Yisrael Sheini Uvera, and they didn't realize it until after the second Yisrael got an Aliyah and made the brachas, as I asked Yisrael Hasheni, Mitchila Sasedra, then the Yisrael Hasheni should start from the beginning of the whole order, Yisrael Arishan, Yamtin V'yikra Acharav, and then the first Yisrael should wait and read after him. Ba'achar of Yikru Oidli Yisrael, and then you call another Yisrael. All right, those are complicated. Hopefully, this will never be negayah. Okay, Chof Dalid. Katan lo iya koire begam ino oil la toira. Katan cannot be the ba'koira, and he cannot get aliyahs except for maftir. Fine. Chof hey. La'acher kriyas ha'toyra, ayin chatzi kaddish. After kriyas ha'toyra, now we're back to normal. The normal, understandable halacha. So la'acha kriyas ha'toyra, ayin chatzi kaddish. You say chatzi kaddish, u'magviyin as a sefer Torah, and you lift up the sefer Torah. U'magviyah peseach a sefer Torah, shiyu shloisha amudim min aksav goli. The one doing hagba is supposed to lift, is supposed to open it up so that three columns, so there'll be three columns. Right? And and lechatchila should be the kriya that was read that should be held up. Now, as we know, some svardim and some chasidim do hagba first, right? But the kids is obviously not going with that. And the person getting hagba has to show it to his right, to his left, front of him, and back of him. Ki mitzvah kol anoshim. Because it's a mitzvah on all men, lirois es aksav. It's a pretty strong lashon from the kids of Shulchan Aruch there. It's a mitzvah on all men to see the ksav of the Sefer Torah. Right? And the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's an inyan gadol to actually be able to make out the words. And that's why people go and run up to the Sefer Torah to look at it. Right? And then, of course, you have those that are looking for the word that begins with their name. You have the Ben Ishchai that says that. Fine. And then, V'ayimrim V'zayis HaTorah, we say V'zayis HaTorah. V'goylelin is the same, and then we roll up to say V'Torah. U'mitzvah liglol oisei she'yeh tefer v'emtza shtei aglilus. And the mitzvah, to roll it, that the stitching should be in the middle. Right, v'yogol oisei achia tefer samach be'emtza, and you roll it until the stitching is in the middle. Right, ema tefer shelafan of yosei samach yogol oisei l'sham. If the tefer, if the stitching that's closest is before the laning, so you should roll it there. Ve'im hatefer shelachar of yosei samach yogol oisei l'sham. You should roll it to there. It's better to do less rolling. Those are the covered sefer Torah. Fine. So it doesn't say here that you're supposed to bend down, which Mishnah Berurah brings, you're supposed to bend towards the Torah. It doesn't bring about help putting up your pinky. I don't say that either. So those are, okay, there's all different minhagim. Chavav. Anytime we read the Torah, you say Chatzi Kaddish. Except for Mincha on Shabbos, and Mincha on Tainis, Shasaimchan ala Kaddish, Shaimra lefnei tefillah shmene esrei. Because there, the reason why Minchas, you don't say it, is because you have a Kaddish that's right after shmene esrei, right before shmene esrei, so that suffices. Chavzayim, B'shem Chamishi, Amr Shliach Tzibur, La'achar Agbah, Satori, Hi Ratzayim. Right, Utsrichan Atzibur L'Shmaya V'Lanes Amen. The Tzibur needs to listen and answer Amen. Of she ain't Amen Tachnon, ain't Amen Yiratzim. When you don't say Tachnon, you don't say Yiratzim. Fine. Chav Ches. Acher Kach Mechisin Esei B'Torah L'Aron Kodesh. Again, this is going according to Ashkenazi. Minik Nusuf Sfar doesn't put it away till after Ashur Velitzim. U'mitzvah Kol Adam Shesei B'Torah Oyver Lefanim. And it's a mitzvah again. It's a lashon of mitzvah. On every person that the Sefer Torah passes in front of him, and the person who got Hagba and Kalila, that they should accompany it until in front of Aron Kodesh. So meaning you're not supposed to just stand in your seat. You're supposed to take at least, you know, follow the Torah to Aron Kodesh. Chav Tes, welcome Shane Sefer Torah. If there's no Sefer Torah, Kara Echad Mitai Chumash, Bekol Ram, Vatzibur Yishmu. So if there is no Sefer Torah, then you should get somebody up to read from the Torah, read from a Chumash, and a Kol Ram, should like Tishkach Torah Sakriya, that you shouldn't forget Torah Sakriya. So I once had this case where we traveled with the family. So we had a minyan, but we didn't have a Sefer Torah. So I had said that somebody should lane this. And then I asked Harfen, is my Rebbe, and he was one of Abraham, and he said that this is, as far as I remember, he said that this din is only if the town doesn't have a Sefer Torah. But if you're traveling and you choose to travel, not have a Sefer Torah, that's not going to be Tishtaka Chatoira. It's only for some reason you're, the city doesn't have a Sefer Torah. So then you would do it. Okay, Lamed. Asar Shemispalim Ve'enlam Sefer Torah Likrois. 10 people that are davening, they don't have a Sefer Torah. Ein Ve'enlam Sefer Torah L'tzarech HaKriya. You do not bring them a Sefer Torah. Afilu Hem Chavushim Ve'es Asurim, even if they're locked in a prison. Afilu B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even if it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you don't bring them a Sefer Torah because it's a bizayin to schlep a Sefer Torah to people. People are supposed to go to Sefer Torah. But if you prepare a day or two before a proper aron, then you can bring a sefer Torah. So those portable, like my mother has, like a portable box that goes with it. I'm assuming you could schlep it wherever you want. And if it's for an adam chashav and he's sick, mutar lahavi. So it's mutter to bring gam l'tzarech hakriya levad, even just for reading. When you don't put it into an aron kodesh. V'yesharim de l'adam chashav afilu ena chayla. Some say for an adam chashav, even if he's not a chayla, u'l'chayla afilu ena adam chashav. You don't need both. I mean, you could have one or the other. Then you're allowed to bring the sefer Torah mutter. V'yesh l'hokav b'shabes parshas zachor parshas parah. So for parshas zachor parshas parah, mipnei sheyesh ayrim shein d'oraisa. Because some say that it's a deraisa. Since they say it's a deraisa, so then you're allowed to bring a sefer Torah.
What about a base level?
So yeah, so base level, they bring them with in the box.
We used to not before Misaskim came out.
So that's why different base levels left them there for this. It's no real source that the sefer Torah has to be read three times. I think it's Aruch HaShulchan that brings that minig. Seems like the Velt is makbid on it. But that's... it also could be that for Avelus, it's mutter because it's the mitzvah of going to the Aval. So it's not a bizayin to the Torah. Okay. We will stop over there. So now, I mean, the next one's also not so exciting for the majority of us, but for those that are Seferim, it's if you what you do if you find a well it's actually you know it's not necessarily so it's what happens if you find a mistake in the laning what you have to do. All right, be matzliach and have a good night.